This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Officials in Sangamon County are looking to identify farmhouses built before the Civil War that are still on operating farms. The project to find the farmhouses was launched by the Sangamon County Historic Preservation Commission and the Sangamon County Farm Bureau. The project asks that the farmhouse owners or people familiar with the buildings submit evidence of construction taking place before 1860. The commission would verify evidence and give certificates to farmhouse owners, with the owner of the oldest farmhouse receiving a plaque. Commission Chairman Chuck Pell guesses that there are more than 20 such farmhouses throughout Sangamon County. Illinois received excessive rain towards the end of last month, and flooding was reported throughout the state. Statewide, precipitation averaged 6.7 inches for the month of December, and that's 4.01 inches above normal. That's according to the Illinois Crop Report that was released yesterday. The average temperature was 40.6 degrees, or 10.8 degrees above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 43% adequate and 57% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 59% adequate, and 40% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated 3% very poor, 12% poor, 27% fair, 48% good, and 10% excellent. The new year may be a disappointment to farmers, as it's not expected to bring a boost to low commodity prices or lower farm incomes. Unless there is a major shock to production in the U.S. or another major producing country, USDA chief economist Rob Johansson says prices will remain relatively flat.
Prices are going to remain relatively flat compared to the last few years. Low prices for most major food commodities and feed grains. We'll expect to see another good year in 2016 for production numbers. Relatively stable year for prices. We're expecting to see slightly fewer acres planted due to the fact that prices are relatively low. We expect to see the same occurring in a lot of other countries.
South America will continue to be a major competitor for U.S. export markets, as U.S. exports are expected to drop in the new year. Johansson says perhaps 2017 will have a better outlook for agriculture, with a chance of small price increases. In the meantime, farmers will be left to adjust to the new lower price trend for 2016. And last on the list this morning, Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction resumed its normal schedule over the weekend. Mike Hamilton has a summary of what hay prices were like on Saturday.
Well, they were pretty much steady. We ended up with a pretty nice run of hay. We ended up 270 bales of straight alfalfa from $6.30 to $8 top. Had 390 bales of alfalfa grass, and it had been rained on from $2 to $2.50. Ended up with some real nice orchard grass at $6.50 a bale. At 370 bales of mixed grass from $2 to a top of $6.10, and 450 small squares of straw from $4.20 to a top of $2.70. In the 3x3x8s, we had 114 bales of alfalfa from $55 to a top of $84. Had 31 bales of mixed grass at $66. I'm sorry, that was alfalfa grass at $66. We had 100 bales of grass. 38 to 45, and then in the round bales, we had 130 bales of mixed grass from 26 to 42. We had 10 bales of real nice orchard grass from 43 to the top of 52. We've got several loads of 3x3s lined up already for next week, and hopefully things will start picking up now. The holidays are out of the way, so we will be there all day on Friday accepting hay, so if anybody's needing to bring any in, just come on down.
Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.